tile and stone, and area rugs. They can also help you out with your countertops and cabinets. And they got you covered when it comes to showers and tubs. Let their team help you design a shower that you can just unwind and relax. From color and material choice to size and arrangement, there are a lot of design choices that need to be made before beginning the remodeling process. Maybe you want to think about doing some glass panels, glass doors. Can give your bathroom a little bit more luxurious and spacious feel. Or if it's getting tougher to get in and out of that tub, they can help you out with a tub to shower conversion. Visit them today at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. Kiel Zomer filling in as host for you for the next couple of weeks as Wally does some of his training. So we give Wally a little break, but happy to be sitting in. We've got Ashley Dobrinsky sitting up in the WBEB Slumberland studios along with Corey Sparks. We appreciate their help. And today, here in our first segment, excited to welcome in a couple of fun guests with a really, really fun upcoming event. We have with us Sheriff Dale Schmidt, Cassandra Schmidt, and Beaver Dam Police Department Officer Matt Bublitz. Thanks so much for being here, you guys.
Good morning.
Happy to be here.
I'm feeling a little strange because the guy to my right here today, I'm used to seeing him on the program after this one, 10 o'clock, but I guess we'll let you slide in with the next. Cassandra, he also claims to share the same last name as you. Is that all right with you?
Yes, it is absolutely
okay.
All right with me.
All right, very good. Well, we're excited to have all three of you here to talk about this really, really fun now annual event. What number of year are we on for this
now? Number five.
This is number five already. Yeah. Wow. We're going to get into some of the details here coming up in just a bit, but let folks know in general what this upcoming event is that we're talking about.
Well, we are having our fifth annual charity softball game. It's going to be on September 20th at the Beaver Dam Athletic Field. Festivities start at 11 o'clock. 11:30 is game time. That's when we plan to put up about a 10 spot in the first inning. We're going to have a good time. Each year we pick somebody that we are going to raise money for. This year we've decided that we're going to raise money for Brinley Giese. Brinley is from Mayville. She is a five-year-old girl. She loves school. She loves playing with her friends and her two younger siblings. She loves being outdoors. However, in May, she was diagnosed with high-risk pre-B cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia, and now she's receiving treatment at Children's Hospital down in Milwaukee. So her family has a lot to go through. They're certainly struggling through all of this. Once we made that decision, I had the honor to be able to call Colleen, Brinley's mom, and let her know that we were going to raise money for Brinley and her family. We all know that when these things happen, there are expenses that mount up. Family has to take off of work. Yeah. There's driving expenses, food, all those things. So we want to do our part to try and help that family as they're coping with this horrible disease that they're dealing with.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that you forget about. You know, you might realize like, okay, there's a lot of expense just on the medical side, right? We know only so many things are covered, no matter how good a coverage you have. But I think sometimes it's forgotten like, but that also means taking off of work and you've got mounting bills and that income's coming down. So what a great cause. I'm sure they are super appreciative. And this is going to be, you know, a really, really, really fun way to help out the family, too. This is always fun. We're on our fifth year, and it's Beaver Dam Police Department versus Dodge County Sheriff's Office out there on the diamond. And I couldn't help but notice there's this – I'm kind of distracted because there's this really shiny object sitting at the desk. And for some reason, it's closer to Officer Bublitz. I don't know why, though.
It is. We were lucky enough to be able to take the trophy home last year after the game, and it's been proudly displayed in our windows of the police department right on Park Avenue, so every time the sheriff's deputies drive by, they can see it.
We were getting ready to go on the air in about 3 minutes before one of your cohorts came in with the trophy, and I'm like, oh, boy, here goes the trash talk, but... So we're on year five, so we've had 4 years under the belt. Where are we record-wise between wins?
It's 2-2, and that'll be coming back to Juneau in a couple of weeks.
So it's all squared up right now. They've each got two wins under their belt, so this is kind of the rubber match. I mean, does this really kind of ultimately determine who the best of the best is?
Well, we have to let them take it a couple times here and there. If we don't let them have it now and then, they won't play us anymore.
I suppose.
That's kind of what my feel is.
It's a nice charitable act of you.
Yeah, no, we're excited to be out and play you know, we see the sheriff's department employees all the time out on calls and stuff like that. So it's an exciting time for us to get together and relax and enjoy each other's company and some ribbing and get out and support a great cause.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. I mean, obviously, you know, Beaver Dam Police Department, Dodge County Sheriff's Office interact quite a bit. But in most cases, it's probably in a pretty serious situation. So this is kind of a nice opportunity for you guys to just have some camaraderie. And probably helps that helps the relationship when you are working together on a serious matter, too.
It does. We have a lot of fun out there. We razz each other a little bit here and there throughout the entire game. And it's fun to get out there and do something that's not law enforcement work as well. With that, I also want to introduce another partner here. Normally, back in the day, I don't know if you knew this or not, but the sheriff's wife was responsible for cooking all the meals in the jail.
Really? Okay.
Yes. We don't do that anymore.
I was going
to
say.
We have contracted services, so we have to find something else for the sheriff's wife to do, otherwise known as Cassandra Schmidt.
Is that her name?
That's her name.
One of these days you'll get it down.
Took me a minute. We brought her into – she helps me with this, with rotary lights. She really makes sure all the wheels move in the right direction. So she does a ton of work. And while Matt and I are doing a lot of talking here, she does most of the work in organizing this.
That's – you know what, smart man. Good work pointing that out. Cassandra, what is your role in this? You're kind of just organizing everything, aren't you?
What is my role? I made this beautiful flyer.
That's awesome.
So I got the game timeline together because we do more than just the game with you guys and gals. We also have mid-inning games where the kids get to come out and they get to have some fun too. We have a bat spinning game where last year one of your radio guys had come out and done it with one of, I don't know if it was Beaver Dam or the Sheriff's Office, but he actually won where they spin on their head on the bat and then they run.
Yep.
Yeah, that was one of ours. We won that part.
Yes. So we do a lot of that, and then of course getting all the raffles together, making sure we have lots of fun things to bid on. I'm super excited about my Whisker cat litter box.
Like, that's awesome.
The automatic litter thing is just phenomenal. I'm super excited about that. We have a table saw. We have all kinds of different baskets coming in too. So,
and we're going to talk about some of those things and some of the other details and fun things that'll be going on, and a special guest star that's going to be there as well. So lots more to talk about when we come back. We've got Sheriff Dale Schmidt, we've got Cassandra Schmidt, and Officer Matt Bublitz with the Beaver Dam Police Department. We'll be back with more Hometown Today after this on 95.3 WBEV.
A 50-year-old male may be a bit porky and you may even have type 2 diabetes. $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic, primary care is here to keep you feeling great when you're on top of the world, help you bounce back when you're not, and most importantly, to help you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Maul kicks and throws home. Squaring the punt, lays it down. It's a beauty. They go home. They go to first. No outs anywhere. A base hit bunt for Christian Yelich to make it 5-3. Goes De La Cruz. Pitches high. Throw to second is in time. William Contreras cuts down. The MLB steals leader.
This is Jeff Levering. Your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball is 95.3 WBEV.
Hey, it's Daisy with Slumberland Beaver Dam. Our remodeling sale is going on right now, and you can save big during our mess. Stop in and take a look at all of the fun projects that we're doing inside the store and save with up to 80% off of list prices. Everything in the store is marked down, from clearance merchandise to mattresses to special purchase items. Sofas, sectionals, and Lazy Boy chairs are all yours at massive discounts. Take advantage of our messy days during our remodeling sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back. Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and you're listening to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We have with us here today on Hometown Today, Sheriff Dale Schmidt. We've got Cassandra Schmidt and Beaver Dam Police Department Officer Matt Bublitz. They are with the charity softball game coming up Saturday, September 20th. So not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday. It's right around the corner. It's coming up quick.
It is.
Coming up very quick. Festivities get underway at 11 o'clock. Game time is 11:30. You've got Beaver Dam Police Department taking on the Dodge County Sheriff's Office in a softball game. Should be a good time, but you started to touch on it before the break, Cassandra. A whole lot more going on here than just a game. Talk about, since you started on it, let's keep talking raffles and talk about some of the different raffles you got going on.
All right. So I made my list here, but it's really small. but we, of course, again, every year, the Sheriff's Office, the Police Department, and the Beaver Dam Fire Department are gracious enough to do Ride to School. So we have the certificates out there for that. So last year, I believe Lieutenant Nail's child put it in for the Sheriff's Office. So they got a ride to school. So they have the ride to school for the Beaver Dam Police Department and Fire Department. They just ask that if you put it in, it's in the Beaver Dam area.
Sure.
And then we have, again, the Whisker litter box. We have a table saw. McKinstry's is donating a king-size sheet set.
Oh, wow.
Ball Wigs donated a cute little basket, and many, many more. We have so many good things to bid on. And then we're doing a 50-50 raffle. And then, let's see, what else? The food. Matt is taking care of all of the food.
Got some concessions. Are we expecting standard ballpark fare?
Yep. We should have hot dogs and nachos, and we have pizza donated by Richelieu Foods.
Ooh, nice.
So we'll have all of that available. And the Beaver Dam Police Charities is covering any of the costs of the concessions, so 100% of anything made goes to the family.
Yeah, that's really great because that takes one expense out of it, and that's just more money that can go to the family. And you mentioned the Whisker litter box. For folks who don't know what that is, it's a robot litter box. And if you're somebody who's got a cat or especially multiple cats and you're just like sick of scooping the litter,
yeah,
it does it all for you. It is amazing. And they're made over by Juno.
Yes, they are. And they're fabulous. They're wonderful to work with. It's the LR4. If anybody wants to look at it and see what it looks like, that's what they told me it is. So I'm very excited about that.
She's studying it because she's going to be putting some money in.
Yeah, I was going to say she seems a little too excited about it.
Very excited about it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And let's talk. So that's the raffles. We talked a little bit about concessions. Let's talk about somebody's going to be getting a pie in the face. What's that all about?
So a couple of years ago, we decided we needed to do something a little bit more to try and raise some additional funds. And Mark DeStefano, Our school district superintendent and Andrea Will, our district attorney, have been our umpires for the last few years, and they've done a fantastic job. They really have. And we decided, well, why not? I mean, we always have you're always going to have arguments with umpires, right? But whoever gets to throw a pie in the face of an umpire.
Yeah.
And so what we've done is we give them each a bucket, and whoever raises the most money gets the pie in the face. Mark DeStefano seems to be more unliked than D.A. Will, and he's got it each of the last 2 years. So this year, I'm asking you, please come out and shove money in the district attorney's bin for her to get the pie in the face. She's been out. She understands it's her turn as well, but please come on out. Each year, we get this anonymous donor that sticks some larger amount into Mark DeStefano's bin, and I don't know why that is. Let's see if we can't spin that a little bit into a different one, let's get the pie in the face of the DA this year. Who doesn't want to do that to the DA?
I was just going to say, it's cool to put a pie in the face of your school superintendent, but, I mean, how often do you get to put a pie in the face of your district attorney?
Right.
I mean, that doesn't happen very often. So, let's make that happen. That's what I say. On top of all that, there's going to be a little special guest at the game. Talk about that. This is kind of up your alley, Dale.
So I've met some big names this year already. Donald Driver a couple of weeks ago.
Nice.
I met the Hulkster at Quick Trip when he was in town.
Yeah.
And now we're going to meet Braun Strowman.
Okay.
Braun Strowman is a WWE superstar. He lives right here in Dodge County, believe it or not.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And he is going to be coming to make a guest appearance. He is going to do some meet and greet before the game. We appreciate donations. You know, meet and greets, you're supposed to pay for them. He's doing it for free, but a donation for the meet and greet is what we're looking for. And he's going to be here. So all you WWE fans, come on out in your best garb. You can either look like somebody from the sheriff's office, PD, or Braun Strowman, and do your best imitation there. So he'll be there, and we'll see if he has any other surprises, tricks up his sleeve.
Are you a little nervous? Are you going to be keeping your distance? You haven't issued him any tickets in recent history. Well, maybe he wants to come do this for a different reason. That's all I'm saying.
So I did. I got a message to reach out to him. Hey, I met Braun on a traffic stop, and I went. So he wants to help with fundraising. You obviously did not give him a ticket.
really nice of him to make some time out. I know he keeps a busy schedule too. So nice for him to come out, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So there is just so much going on. Anything else we're forgetting to mention that's going to be going on?
So I really want to just mention super family friendly. Bring your kids out. All ages are welcome because we really do have something for everyone. And we do try to get the crowd involvement too. It's not just you sitting watching a game.
It's like going to a Timber Rattlers game and they do stuff between the innings where they don't at Brewer games. That's what this is like.
Okay,
we
do
stuff between innings, and mostly by we, I mean my wife. Cassie does most of that work and does a fantastic job. We have a lot of fun through that. So please, this is for everybody to come on out. You will have a good time. We're going to have some competition. Wally will be there. We didn't talk about Wally.
Wally's going to be there. Yeah, that's a good point. Wally Lukashinsky will be out there. So, he's off hometown today here, this week and next week. But if you're missing him, that's a good opportunity. He's going to be calling the game. So if for some reason, obviously, we highly encourage that you go out if you can. If for some reason, maybe you're out of town or whatever it is that weekend, we will have the live broadcast of the game over on Daily Dodge TV. So that's there for everybody as well. And Cassandra, you kind of touched on them earlier, but because Dale brought them back up, remind folks some of those different things you're going to be doing between innings.
All right. So before the game actually starts, when we do the Star Spangled Banner, kids get to come out. We have flags for all of them while we do that. And then they are going to test the bases before the game, make sure the bases are good for the players. We don't want anybody to get hurt. And then our first pitch will be thrown out. Matt?
The first pitch will be actually thrown out by Marshall and Sully Angst, and they were recipients of last year's donations.
Yeah,
so they'll be out to enjoy the game and throw out the first pitch.
Awesome.
And then we have, again, the bat spinning game where we really try to get some people from out in the crowd to participate. And then we have a ball between the legs for all kids of all ages. They everybody comes out, gets a ball, lines up, and then they have to run from one spot to the next with the ball between their legs.
And they get to keep the ball.
Okay. Yes, yeah. They get to keep the ball, and then whoever makes it first wins a prize. And then we have red light, green light. I almost forgot that last year, and one of the kids came up to me and said, "Hey." So we've got that as well.
Fantastic. And again, now we've got just a minute or two left here, but if you just want to remind folks, dates and times, location of this fun event.
Saturday, September 20th, the Beaver Dam Athletic Field right here in Beaver Dam. We'll be on that West Diamond. You can't miss us. We'll have red and blue lights out there. So come on out. It's game time is at 11:30. We'll start off, kick everything off at 11 a.m. Please come on out and support the Brinley Geezy family. Brinley, again, has leukemia, and we're trying to help her family out through this very difficult time. So come out, have some fun. And by the way, the raffles, you'll be able to take them home at the end of the day. So stick around for the raffles. If you put the tickets in, we'll send them home with you at the end of the day.
All right, awesome. So go ahead.
I'm just gonna say, and if you want to donate something, a raffle item or a monetary donation, get a hold of me, Cassandra Schmidt. I'm the Modern Woodman office downtown, but my phone number is 920-306-2948.
All right, very good. Again, Saturday, September 20th, over there at the Athletic Fields in Beaver Dam, 11 o'clock, things get underway. 11:30 is game time. You've got the game. You've got food. You've got raffles. You've got a pie in the face. You've got special guest Braun Strowman, so no shortage of fun things to do. Before we get out of here with our last minute or two, I just want to go around the table and leave the final words to each of you and let folks know why they should come out and support. Officer Bublitz, we'll start with you.
Well, yeah, like it's a great time. Get to interact with community, get to interact with officers, help a great cause, and cheer Beaver Dam on as we make sure to bring the trophy back to our PD today.
Good luck with that.
And I have been actively recruiting during their broadcast here. So.
Good, good.
I'm realizing we mostly brought Cassandra here today to sit between the two of you so we don't have any fault. No, it's all in good fun. Cassandra, why should folks come out and support this awesome event?
Because it's always a fun time. I enjoy putting it together very much, and I hope everyone that comes out enjoys it as well.
Sheriff, final word.
This is community engagement. This is us being involved in the community, having you come out, helping us help others in the community. None of this money comes back to any of our organizations. It all goes to Brinley Geezy. It's going to be a good time. We're going to have some fun. Wally's going to do a little trash talking, I hear. And at the end of the day, about 2:30-ish, we'll be bringing the trophy back to Juneau.
Very good. Again, Matt Bublitz with the Beaver Dam Police Department. We have Cassandra Schmidt and Sheriff Dale Schmidt with us again. September 20th, not this coming Saturday, the following Saturday. Going to be a great time. Make sure to check it out. And if people forget any of the details, I imagine all the details are out there on Facebook.
They are, yep. Yes. If you look up Charity Softball Game, we've all shared it. There is an event out there.
Easy to find. Awesome. We'll be back with more Hometown Today after this on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. So far, no troops in Chicago, despite hints at that from President Trump that they will be deployed. The White House says to fight crime. However, says ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang,
FBI statistics from 2024 show that several cities in red states, including Memphis and St. Louis, have significantly higher murder rates than Chicago. It shows Chicago has 17.5 murders per 100,000 people, while the rate is 40.6 for Memphis and 54.1 for St. Louis. But the Windy City did see a particularly violent Labor Day weekend.
There were peaceful protests against federal government intervention over the weekend. The man charged with trying to assassinate then-candidate Donald Trump at Trump's West Palm Beach Golf Club last year goes on trial today. Jury selection begins for Ryan Ruth, who's defending himself. Russia sending more than 800 drones into Ukraine overnight. This is ABC News.
Hey, it's Stacy from Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Stay tuned to my friends here at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. A teenager from Watertown is dead after a one-vehicle crash near Watertown Saturday night. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says it happened at around 628 on County Road Q and Pitt Road in the town of Shields. Investigators say the 2006 Acura sedan left the road and struck several trees before stopping. The 18-year-old driver was pronounced dead at the scene. Mayville is starting the process of drafting its next comprehensive plan. The comprehensive plan is a guiding document for growth, development, and long-term vision. Every local government in Wisconsin is required to update its comprehensive plan every 10 years. A public meeting the night of the 23rd will be an opportunity for anyone who lives in Mayville to offer input. The police in Mayville want people to know they are not the ones behind recent mailings asking for donations. The police department says if anyone gets a letter, phone call, or any other message claiming to be from the Mayville Police Department asking for money, to assume it's a scam. The new director of the Milwaukee Art Museum was the director of the Smithsonian Portrait Gallery before President Trump fired her over her approach to diversity. Kim Sayet tells Channel 12's Upfront that she won't change her approach in Wisconsin. A bipartisan bill seeks to save research dogs from euthanasia. The Wisconsin Beagle Freedom Bill would require science labs that test on cats and dogs to offer them up for adoption for 3 weeks before euthanizing them. A facility in Dane County, which breeds animals for research, is under investigation and could be shut down. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Packers won their season opener at Lambeau Field 27-13 over the Detroit Lions on Sunday. Jordan Love tossed a pair of first-round touchdown passes. Josh Jacobs ran for 66 yards and a score, and the defense sacked Jared Goff four times in a 27-13 victory. Quick turn for the Packers as the Commanders come to town on Thursday Night Football. Badger football team shook off a rough first half. They blow out Middle Tennessee State 42-10. Wisconsin heads to Alabama on Saturday. The Mist struck out eight and seven innings worth of work. The Brewers got the brooms out and swept away the Pirates 10-2 on Sunday at PNC Park. Cubs also got beat, so Milwaukee has a 7.5 game lead in the National League Central. Brewers open up a 3-game set in Texas tonight. Coverage begins at 6:30 against the Rangers on 95.3 WBEV. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
Looking for a new doctor? Prairie Ridge Health's Family Medicine Team is welcoming new patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, Marshall, and Sun Prairie. From wellness checks to managing chronic conditions, we are here to care for you at every age and every stage of life. Meet our providers and schedule an appointment at prairieridge.health or call 920-623-1200. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Nothing complements a Wisconsin grilled brat like a welcoming, friendly atmosphere. Enjoy all that and more as the Charleston House in Beaver Dam invites you to their WBEV Brat Fry on Friday, September 12th from 11 to 1. Enjoy an open house with tours led by their awesome team and a chance to win great prizes. All while you enjoy a brat and a soda for just $2. Again, it's a Charleston House Brat Fry, Friday, September 12th. Don't miss it.
Did you know that kissing a donkey used to be considered an ancient remedy for a toothache? Luckily, at Preferred Dental Partners, we have much better treatment options than kissing livestock. Preferred Dental Partners prides ourselves on high quality, timely, and compassionate care, especially in a dental emergency. Dental pain can become debilitating quickly and is best handled sooner rather than later. Call Preferred Dental Partners at either our Horicon or Beaver Dam location so we can help alleviate your pain.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape 1. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
Find all the latest local news on DailyDodge.com, presented by Saputo.
Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 70. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, lows level off around 51. Overcast tomorrow, 74. Partly cloudy skies and dry, Wednesday and Thursday, mid-70s. Wednesday, upper 70s by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Volksfest is back in Waupun, featuring the first annual Volksfest car show. An ethnic German festival takes place on Friday, September 12th, and Saturday, September 13th. Come visit Tanner Park to experience all what the Volksfest has to offer. Admission and parking are free. The car show is Saturday, starting from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Be sure to visit the new vendor market on Saturday, also during the same hours. Friday events include bingo, fish fry, and music, all presented by their headline sponsor, Home Sweet Home Real Estate.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Keep your family comfortable and worry-free with Surefire, rated Dodge County's best in heating and air conditioning. This is Tom Schwartz, your favorite home comfort specialist. Whether it's icy winters or hot summers, Surefire has you covered with expert installations, repairs, and 24/7 emergency service. With Surefire, you're guaranteed top-rated technicians, reliable service, and a cozy home all year round. Need financing? We offer flexible options to make it easy. Visit us today at SurefireInc.com to schedule your annual maintenance, our free in-home estimate.
Summer just got a whole lot hotter with the WBEV 95K giveaway presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Join us all summer long at any Brat Fry location from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and try to crack the code on our prize vault for your shot at winning $95,000. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older to enter. One winner per household, one entry per person per stop. For complete rules and details and to find a complete Brat Fry schedule, visit DailyDodge.com.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments, Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in Six. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing together friends and neighbors on Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where they invite you to check out their clearance corner. Yeah, a whole department filled with exciting final clearance merchandise. Stop in today and experience a treasure hunt for bargains, discontinued items, and as-is merchandise, all reduced to rock-bottom pricing. Save big on mattress sets, end tables, coffee tables, chairs, and accessories. All items are one of a kind. Visit the clearance corner and enjoy the savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts since 1858. And be sure to stop in and see McKinstry's for the Chamber of Commerce wine tour coming up next Friday, September 19th. It is that time on a Monday morning. You know, Mondays are Mondays, and sometimes we don't love Mondays. But here, we love Mondays because it means we get to chat with our pal Diana Ogle from Park Village Shopping Center. Good morning, Miss Diana. How are you? Oh, no. Did we lose Diana? I think we lost Diana. All right. Well, that's okay because we've got a great guest waiting in the wings. So we'll jump right into that. Super excited to welcome our next guest. We've got John Patrick Gregg with us this morning. John, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So super excited. We are here. You are an author and you have written a book with your dad, Ray. Before we jump into the book and talking about what the book is about and kind of how it got its start, share a little bit of your background, and then we'll have kind of jump into a little bit about your dad's background.
Sure. So I grew up in Horicon, went to school here, and certainly know Dodge County and WBEV well. I live in Nashville, Tennessee now, and I've worked in healthcare technology for about 25 years down in Tennessee.
And you are familiar with WBEV, not only from growing up in Horicon, but you've got some ties here. Your sister was a teammate of ours for many, many years, who's visiting us with this morning, Betsy, as well. So glad to. It's always nice to see her again. So let's talk a little bit about your dad's background, because that then kind of ties into what the book is about. So tell us a little bit about your dad's background.
Yeah, so he's worked for Deere & Company. He worked for them for 36 years. And we were, as a family, we transferred to Wisconsin, and it was supposed to be a short-term transfer. He came here to launch the snowmobile line in 1970.
Oh.
And it wasn't long after that they offered him the general manager role at that factory. And so Horicon and Dodge County in Wisconsin became our lifelong home.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm kind of excited to learn that was part of the snowmobile line launch. I'm going to be texting my cousins and uncle later to tell them that I met somebody tied to that, because I remember when I was a kid, they live out in South Dakota. And when I was a kid, they had a John Deere snowmobile, and to this day, they will talk about that being their favorite snowmobile they've ever owned. So that's pretty cool. So your dad was at John Deere, and talk a little bit kind of about his experience there.
Yeah, I think tied back to what you're sharing about the snowmobile line, what's interesting is they were looking for a marketing slogan of some sort at that time, and they came up with one that the corporate offices didn't really care for, but my dad and the marketing team at Horicon really liked it and wanted to stick with it. And that slogan was "Nothing runs like a deer," which of course is now used today. The whole company. And there's no more snowmobiles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Talking with John Patrick Gregg, he is the co-author of the book "Putting People First," co-authored with his dad Ray, who served as general manager at John Deere for 20 plus years, right?
Yep.
Something in that range. Just got word we have Diana Ogle on the line, so we're going to get right back to you, John. But I think we've got Diana on the line now. Good morning, Diana. How are you? Oh, maybe not yet. Tell you what, we're going to step aside for a quick break. We'll be right back with more Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Nothing complements a Wisconsin grilled braai like a welcoming, friendly atmosphere. Enjoy all that and more as the Charleston House in Beaverdam invites you to their WBEV Brat Fry on Friday, September 12th from 11 to 1. Enjoy an open house with tours led by their awesome team and a chance to win great prizes. All while you enjoy a brat and a soda for just $2. Again, it's a Charleston House Brat Fry, Friday, September 12th. Don't miss it.
The workday begins the moment you put on your boots. At Boot Barn Work, we know you need work gear that holds strong until you kick them off at the end of the day. No matter the job, Ariat Work Gear performs week after week, year after year, with fit, mobility, and safety features built for the jobs that keep our nation moving. Ariat provides nonstop performance day in and day out. Ariat at Boot Barn Work.
At Progressive, we understand the bond you have with your boat. It's why people name theirs.
I was pretty hungry and looking at a menu when I named my boat Change Your Tuna. The backup names were Trick or Trout, I Salmonly Swear, and, oh, it gets worse, New Squid on the Block. It wasn't my best day.
Whatever you call your boat, protect it. And start with a quote from Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
What are you doing every day to support your liver?
If you enjoy sweets, fast food, alcohol, or take any medications, that's a vital question to ask. Hi, I'm Sherry Torkus, pharmacist and health author. For over 30 years, I've helped people make informed decisions about their health, especially concerning prevention and long-term wellness. Supporting your liver isn't just a wellness trend, it's a daily essential. That's why I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. It's made with plant-based ingredients like milk thistle, turmeric, and globe artichoke, herbs clinically studied for their protective and restorative effects on the liver. Active Liver blends traditional herbal wisdom with modern scientific research. Not all supplements are created equal. I trust Active Liver because it's backed by science, meets strict quality standards, and delivers true daily liver support.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing you Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. All right, third time's the charm. I do think we have our pal Diana Ogle on the phone line now. Good morning, Diana. How are you on this Monday? Oh, those phone gremlins, they're playing with us today. I'll tell you what. All right. Well, we'll catch up with Diana this week. No worries. I know we just got a chance to talk with her on Friday as well. And she's a busy lady because she's getting ready for the big Beaver Dam Pepper Festival coming up this Saturday over there at Park Village Shopping Center. So I'm sure we'll get to talk about all the fun stuff going on there. There's going to be a lot of fun stuff going on, including that famous apple pepper pie eating contest. I think our own Wally is going to get on that. So looking forward to that. We are back here with John Patrick Gregg, co-author of the book Putting People First. We've got it right there. There it is. He co-authored it with his dad, Raymond Gregg Jr., after your dad's 20-plus years as general manager at John Deere. So can you talk a little bit about what inspired the book? Where did you and your dad kind of start with putting this book together?
Yeah, I think for a while in the early 2010, somewhere in there, he and I would get together once a year. Having a huge family, I didn't get one-on-one time with him often. So we would get together up north, and through our conversations, the things I was navigating in healthcare and technology and trying to be a better manager, better leader, a better person. He had just so many pieces, little tidbits of advice. And quite honestly, you know, things as a kid, you know, I didn't understand the philosophy with which he led the factory and how he approached a lot of those things. And so it just became much more apparent as he was coaching me through my own journey. And that's when I started journaling and said, you know, someday perhaps we turn this into a book and combine stories with these principles that we seem to live by almost innately to some degree, and some that we need to learn to practice and to incorporate more effectively. So that's how it came about.
So you just answered my next question, because I was going to ask, you know, did it just one day go, oh, we should write a book? But there was kind of build up to it. You kind of knew maybe it was headed that direction. And you kind of touched on it here, but I talk a little bit about how the book is set up, because I love the setup and how it's broken down. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so again, we had talked about, so what are these core philosophies? What are these principles that we would love to share? Primarily, we were thinking with our own family, because he's got, you know, 19 grandchildren and 30 great-grandchildren.
Wow.
So we at first thought this was pretty much a family legacy book. It's become so much more than that. But what we've done is, along with the 13 principles, we've woven in stories, both from his experience, my professional experience, and then our personal family experiences, because there's a ton of stories there that have lent themselves to either what is it like when these principles are applied effectively, and what happens when we don't use these principles on a regular basis.
And how many principles are in the book? I think, is it 15?
15 total. 15, that's
15,
sorry,
15 principles.
Yeah.
And it's the way the book is broken up is kind of neat, because there's explain kind of how each principle is kind of its own chapter, so to speak. And then within each chapter, you kind of have a little breakdown. Can you kind of explain that?
Right. I really wanted the book to have an actionable tool-like nature to it. So aside from the stories, which are engaging and certainly highlight some of those things, when you go into the actual principle, we describe it You know, how do I apply this? And then we actually give people tactical ways in which to begin to incorporate some of those principles into their personal and professional lives on a regular basis.
Putting People First is really kind of a book about good leadership, especially in the workplace. What does, in your perspective, putting people first in the workplace setting really mean?
Yeah, I think that, again, coming back to even just watching his journey, and I used to walk the factory. One of the stories in there is where I would get up every Saturday morning and we'd go to breakfast downtown Horicon, and then we would walk the factory. And his purpose for walking the factory wasn't to see the factory per se. It was to engage with that shift and to understand what's working, what's not working. He was asking way back in the 70s, to individuals, do you have the tools you need to do your best work? Which today is one of the Gallup Q4 engagement questions. And his own assistant in his retirement letter said, you know, you were a visionary ahead of your time, because he was actually so focused on the people aspects. But also, as the book portrays, it was all aligned with how to get better results. And when you have alignment with your teams and your people, then you also end up, you know, making a much higher quality product, which the John Deere Horicon Works continues to be known for their high quality output and their quality of the employee base.
You had mentioned that, you know, there's a lot of stories within the book. You share, you know, you were talking about how this kind of started as kind of a family project and maybe a little bit of a history for our family. And as you read the stories, you can tell that, right? You share some personal stories. Is there one or two stories? I know it's like asking to pick your favorite child, but is there one or two stories from the book that really kind of stick out to you?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one. I think, I think two things come to mind initially. You know, one is such a simple one that he is very well known. People still approach me and talk about it today, where every single Christmas he would walk the entire factory and shake every single hand in the factory, not asking people to stop, you know, at the line or anything of that nature. But that really, really instilled a level of trust and engagement, you know, that, you know, maybe you wouldn't think initially that has that level of impact. But by developing that and doing that consistently and having that level of trust, then when things like an annual or a biannual renewal of the union contract would come around, there was a different relationship and a different energy between union workers and the leadership at John Deere Horicon Works, and that played out. And then on the personal side, I mean, there are some stories, quite honestly, that we both considered leaving out of the book because they're certainly personal and they can be very intense. And we both agreed, well, we wouldn't be authentic if we didn't include, you know, those stories as well. And we both write about his wife, Jane, was killed in a motorcycle accident back in 2011. And just what we as a family endured. You know, our mother passed when I was extremely young. Just a lot of those personal things that actually contribute to who we are today. And also, when you look at it through the lens of these principles, how do we navigate our own personal and professional challenges and triumphs?
The book, I think, focuses a lot on good leadership in the workplace. But is this something you think these principles can be just applied to life in general?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's interesting. I always say to people that, you know, if you are seeking to define your own purpose, it should be something that you do, whether you're a CEO or whether you're an individual contributor, whether you're in front of, you know, a very important dignitary, or you're in front of, you know, someone that you interact with daily at the gas station, the grocery store, et cetera. That to me is the most authentic way in which to live and to apply these principles.
The book is Putting People First. We have John Patrick Gregg, the co-author, who co-authored the book with his dad, Ray. And we've got just, I know time is flying by, we've got just a minute left. I want to make sure that we mention, if folks want to learn a little bit more about the book, meet you and your dad, there's actually an event coming up this weekend that they can do that. Tell us about that.
Yes, thank you. This Saturday, we're having kind of like an open house at the Horicon Legion. It's meant to be very informal, come and go as you choose. Between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, we're going to put out some of the materials that we use throughout the journey of writing the book. A lot of people ask me, how did you bring this together? We're also going to have some memorabilia from his time as general manager, and then just have an open session where people can ask questions and interact a little bit. And we thought that was a nice way to put a bow on this blessing of a book that we've been able to bring to life.
If folks want to get their hands on a copy of the book, where can they find it?
Right now, the easiest way is through johnpatrickgregg.com. There's a shop site right there. We will be moving to a print-on-demand version through Amazon eventually, but for right now, we self-published and we're selling it through the website. Or you can also come to the event on Saturday, and we'll certainly have books there for sale.
Definitely a recommended read. There's some really, like we mentioned, you know, not just if you're going to be a leader in your workplace, just some good principles to go through life with, and a very easy read too. It's, you know, the personal stories make it, you know, very easy to read. So putting people first, John Patrick Gregg, the co-author, is with us, and a big thank you to you and your dad, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you. Thanks to you and to WBEV.
Absolutely. We'll have to have you back sometime. It was a great conversation, and our time was too short, so we'll have to have you back sometime to talk more. So thanks for coming in today.
I appreciate your time.
That is John Patrick Gregg. That is going to wrap things up for today here on Hometown Today from 95.3 WBEV.
Coming up next week on the Dan Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards and Wolf.